The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
I'm going to send that song out to Jennifer Aniston.
Is that mean?
Too soon.
Bad at love? Mm-hmm. They're breaking up. Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux. They're done. And how phony is this, by the way? It's 8:11, Denny and the girls. How you people doing out there? Cloudy, cooler today. Temps dropping about 35. That's where we are right now. But tomorrow, 36. And then Sunday, warmer and partly sunny and 44. They released a statement, okay? Jennifer Aniston, Justin Theroux. And of course, the social media is going nuts on this. Because everybody knows that Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt belong together. And this is their shot. And here's what they released on this statement. The decision was mutual and lovingly made at the end of last year. We are two best friends who have decided to part ways as a couple, but look forward to continuing our cherished friendship. Oh. Now that's... Huh. No. Oh, nothing. That is a giant load of lies and dung.
Boo.
It's not real. If you're best friends, you don't divorce. You work on your marriage till you work out whatever the issue is. And they decided to announce to head off all the gossip and all the rags and all the stuff. And they say, look, anything else that you read about us printed, it's not from us. It's all fictional. And then it continues. Above all, we are determined to maintain the deep respect and love that we have for one another. Okay, if you have deep respect and love for each other, and your best friends? Are you getting divorced? It's a big fat no. Somebody did something. My guess it was him, because we men are pigs, or she just got bored with him. It's one or the other.
She might be a wench, though. I hate to say it.
No, she's not.
I know
Jennifer Aniston, dude.
Maybe he is America's sweetheart.
But exactly,
I understand.
Paul.
I mean, that's what we're told to say, and that's just what we, the society, and she was Rachel Green, but... Man, this is like guy number, I don't know, 12.
Well, that's true. There is a common thread.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Okay, so she's had two failed marriages, right? She was married to Brad Pitt for like 5 years, and then Brad went off the...
Too. I can't remember.
No, I don't think she was married.
I think so. Well, maybe not married, but...
Look it up, Susie.
I'll Google.
Check the internet. Anyway, her and Brad were together 5 years, and then he whored out and went after Angelina.
Yeah.
How'd that work out? Mm-hmm. Not so good. Jennifer and Justin got engaged in 2012, married in 2015. So they were married just over 2 years when they split up. But just be real. It's just like, hey, marriage is tough.
Yeah.
We're both actors, and it's tough juggling that. I mean, they don't even have kids.
That'd be crazy.
Throw the kids in there, and then it's even worse. So maybe they didn't fight. You need to fight.
Maybe not.
You need to fight.
Maybe because she's a vegetarian.
Oh, yeah, Vince Vaughn. Her and Vince Vaughn.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah,
but they weren't married, though. She's only had two marriages,
correct.
Right?
Brad Pitt, yeah.
Just Brad and then this dude.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you there's odds in Vegas on Jennifer and Brad getting together.
Hmm.
You know?
They're both bad at love, so I'm not sure about that.
But maybe now they've both matured, and maybe now they're ready for it.
But it might be a been there, done that kind of thing, you know?
Don't know.
Beating a dead horse, I don't know.
Hmm.
All right, so there you go. I know, Susie, you're perplexed over there. All right, 419-240-1055. Today, opening up movies is Black Panther. Interesting, 98% of the critics that saw this movie, they loved it.
Sweet.
Cool.
Okay.
Only 77% of regular folk like us that seen it liked it.
Oh, that's still good odds, though.
But it's a big difference between the two.
Yeah.
So the 77% that liked it, the rest of them are racists, Paul?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah. That's what Kirk saw it, and we're going to talk to him coming up, and his column is interesting, and you'll hear all of that coming up. But first, Denny Schaefer for Dr. Frankel Dentistry. You know, wine has many damaging acids. Yeah, and they destroy your tooth enamel. That's what those acids do. Sipping it and swishing it around in your mouth many times puts you at a higher risk of enamel erosion. You don't want that. So if you're going to indulge in a glass of wine, do so with a meal to help neutralize the acids, then sipping it over several hours. Better yet, it's a good look. Use a straw. You know, you go out
use
to a swanky
straw.
Place, yeah. Use a straw. It's better for your teeth enamel, but you're not going to do that because people go, look at that dope over there.
You look like a lush.
You got bad tooth enamel. Anyway, Frankel Dentistry, they're the best, and you should be a patient. JohnFrankelDentistry.com. It's JohnFrankelDentistry.com. They have weekend appointments, weeknight appointments, and they also give you free teeth whitening to all new patients. So it's quite the deal. In Toledo, where my family goes, 419-474-9611, 474-9611. In Maumee, it's 419-893-0221, 893-0221. And when you call Dr. Frankel, be sure to tell him Denny Schaefer sent you.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Let's look at you right now, traffic.